What's next for the city of San Antonio now that two of the three amendments to the San Antonio City Charter have passed? TPR's Joey Palacios reports San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg says the city is moving forward and evaluating.
A day after Charter Propositions B and C passed, San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg says he's not considering any immediate lawsuits against the amendments.
You know, I'm not inclined to challenge the will of the voter at the polls. We heard their voices loud and clear. Now, we will study the legal implications of each of the charter amendments.
The city and San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association have been in a four-year stalemate over contract negotiations. And Nirenberg says those negotiations need to resume.
If the remnants of the old lawsuit are an issue, I have instructed our city attorney to take it up with the fire union today to the court to drop everything so we can move on.
Nirenberg praised the failing of Proposition A, saying it would have been disastrous and damaging to the city's fiscal health.
The San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association is doing a victory lap after winning two of the three charter amendment petitions. District 6 Councilman Greg Brockhouse, an avid supporter of the propositions, took to the podium at the union's headquarters this morning. TPR's Joey Palacios reports.
Brockhouse says Tuesday's election results mean San Antonio voters want a different direction at City Hall. While Prop A failed, B and C passed, and B limits the pay and tenure of the San Antonio city manager. It doesn't affect current city manager Cheryl Scully. Brockhouse, however, says she should resign.
I think San Antonio is ripe for change. Cheryl has been successful. I'll never take that away from her. But I think the power has become absolute. I think it's time to revert that back to the people.
He says the city should change to a form of government where the mayor and council have more power instead of a city manager. Brockhouse criticized San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg's approach against the amendments. Fire union president Chris Steele has indicated in secret recordings the union's goal is to get Brockhouse as mayor. Today, Brockhouse said he, at the moment, is running for re-election in District 6. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.